The model is called an enhanced multidisciplinary team. It will bring public and private agencies together to protect senior citizens from financial exploitation. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn is among the partners.
It provides our senior citizens with a mechanism to come forward if they believe that they've been a victim of financial abuse, if they've been robbed, if they've been embezzled from, whatever the case may be.
The EDMT will provide victims with resources and assistance to investigate, recover assets, and, if it's deemed appropriate, prosecute. Advocates for the elderly say what makes it tougher to bring justice is that a vast majority of financial abuses are carried out by family members or primary caregivers. Karen Nicholson is CEO of the Center for Elder Law and Justice.
The perpetrators of these crimes are very savvy, and they actually will use that, to their advantage. You know, my mother doesn't know what she's talking about. My mother has Alzheimer's, or my mother has dementia. We see that in financial exploitation cases.
Advocates say the reasons range from seeking money for drugs to a general sense of entitlement. A recent study determined 260,000 older adults suffer some form of abuse each year, mostly financial, yet it is believed only one in every 24 cases is ever reported. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.